all for setting the bar high. You are setting it so high that you're going to defeat a group of people and they're going to drop out of school. I already hear it talking. They say they'll never pass those tests and they're done. And that will be a shame that they will be defeated.
That's parent Lisa Arnone speaking at the Common Core Forum in Jamestown. She says the standardized tests based on Common Core are causing a lot of anxiety for students, parents, and teachers. The controversy over Common Core in the state traces back to 2010, when lawmakers in Albany required districts to come up with a teacher evaluation system. Otherwise, they'd withhold state aid.
The ratings go like this. The highest rating is highly effective. The next rating is effective, then is developing, and then there is ineffective.
That's Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumore explaining part of the annual Professional Performance Review Process, or APPR. The leader of the Buffalo Teachers Union says the state also required the evaluation system include a teacher improvement plan for developing ineffective teachers. Regents Chancellor Emeritus Robert Bennett explains how teachers get these ratings.
It's a 100-point scale. The first 60 points are by the local district on classroom observations, feedback. The next 20 would be based on local assessments or portfolio review. Then the last 20 points were based on the new state assessments.
They've made it very difficult for a teacher to get into the highly effective or effective rating. That's the problem.
And Rumore says every point counts on the APPR.
So just the loss of even 10 points can drop you from developing to ineffective or from effective to developing. Although it doesn't sound like much, even 10 points, the way they have the rating skewed, can have a detrimental effect.
Rumore says this process creates a high-stakes testing situation where state tests can make or break a teacher's rating. Parent Karen Champeau says the only way for teachers to best prepare for the assessments is to use the modules provided by the State Education Department.
The promise is that if teachers present the material and the modules to their students and stick to the minute-by-minute schedule, their students will know everything needed to be successful on the test. But there are several problems with using the modules, including the loss of teacher creativity and incomplete resources, since all the modules are not available yet. The modules that do exist are riddled with errors.
Parent and teacher Shannon Stiles says there have always been state tests. State testing has been around for close to 150 years, but Stiles noted that now educators are scrambling to prepare for them because they are very different than they were in the past.
Because they're Common Core aligned, the teachers can't see them till the morning of the test. And then they're not allowed to grade their own either, so they go to somebody else to grade. So you never get them back. You never know how your students do. So that's a problem. It's really not helping the teacher evaluate the student in any way. So all these tests are used for is evaluating the teacher.
Parent Molly Dana is one of many that take issue with the fact that those state tests are tied to the teacher evaluations.
It's just unfair. It's labeling our teachers. It's labeling our schools.
And parent Crystal Hagland agrees.
The amount of time and energy spent on tests that actually measure very little and are so skill specific, in my opinion, is preposterous.
Lakeshore Elementary third grader Aiden Stiles says the Common Core state tests have caused stress and confusion for him and his peers.
It's really hard because we have to do more stuff than just figuring out the answers. And it's a lot different than last year because last year was easier than this year.
Some parents are so enraged by the testing process, they've refused to let their children take the state assessments. It won't affect their child's grades or hurt teacher evaluations. Melissa Holden says her fourth grader was so anxious about taking the state assessments, she decided not to allow her to take them. Still, Holden has a warning for parents. If you don't send your child to school on the day of testing to boycott the exams, your child will be forced to take a makeup test.
I'd rather have her sitting quietly and reading a book rather than taking those tests because they don't really mean anything.
But New York State Education Commissioner John King maintains that state standardized tests are used to inform instruction.
Defining students or educators simply by test scores. That's not our position now, never has been. The Board of Regents, the department, has always said that student assessments and student performance on assessments should be a factor in how we evaluate student performance along with a variety of other factors and should be a factor in how we evaluate educators.
There are some that do find the Common Core learning standards and testing beneficial to students. One parent from Jamestown who didn't want to be identified said she's happy that the standards are challenging her son.
I also want to acknowledge that in the classroom, I see some amazing thinking going on with young kids.
But what does the future hold for Common Core? Many are looking for a delay in the implementation for 2 years, while others believe New York State should give up on Common Core completely. Tomorrow you will hear our final installment that discusses what the future holds for the learning standards. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.